Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jeremiah 32:17, he said, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. How many believe that? You show loving kindness unto thousands and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Great in counsel, mighty in work or deed, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give to every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now, I won't take time to go into more detail, but just ask this one question. Do the actions of parents affect their children? Absolutely. Without a question, yes. Some of the most obvious things, let's say a parent gets drunk and drives with their child and has a wreck and it kills the child. Did the action of the parent affect the child? A mother taking drugs and the child is born deformed or dies. Did the mother's actions affect the child? These are some of the most obvious. But both natural actions and spiritual actions affect the children and the children's children and the children's children's children under the fourth generation he mentioned. And it works both ways. Now, some people say, well, I don't think that's fair. Well, you're wrong. God is fair. I said, God is fair. There's nobody even understands fair like him and right and just. You must understand, though, that the Lord allows a lot of things that don't please him, that are not his will. But he is just in all that he does, and he's just in all he allows. You know, an instructor of mine in Bible school said this one time, stuck with me. He said, always stay on God's side. We're talking about Old Testament. We're talking about the judgments. And we're talking about things. And he said, whether you understand it or not, have some sense. Always stay on God's side. Never get to look and go, I don't understand that. Why that happened? That don't seem right to me. Now you're acting a fool. Whether you understand or not, have some sense. Realize God's smarter than you are, and you say, well, the Lord, he is God, and he is righteous, and he is fair. Amen. In all he does, and all he does not do, and all he allows, he is just. He is fair. And he is good. Amen. How many believe this now? This will get you through some tough places in life. You know, there'll be some places in life with all of us that you may be to the place where you think, well, Lord, why this or why not this? And sometimes you see people, I've talked to people more than once that were mad at God. Shake a fist and go, why, God? Why? Why did you let this happen? Or why didn't you do this? Or why did you let? Or why didn't you do? That is not okay. Ever. Especially if you know God and you've been walking with God for a while. That is dangerous stuff. Because what you're doing is you're going, God, that's not right. You're not fair. You're not just. You're not faithful. And friend, that's a lie from the pit. God has never failed anybody. He has never let anybody down. He has never been unfaithful. Never. Never. Amen. They're just people that don't understand what's going on. There was a case back years ago when I first started in the ministry, and I tried to help a man to be healed, and he didn't receive. And I was a little surprised, because I mean, talking to him and working with him, it sounded to me like he was in faith. And we're doing everything we knew. And he just got worse and worse and died. But thank God I had enough sense. I didn't get mad at God. I said, Lord, you didn't fail us. Show me where we missed it. Show me what to do. I know you didn't fail us. Everybody say, always.
Always.
Stay
on God's
side.
God's
trust Him. And it wasn't just a few months after that that I found out some things. And I realized the guy wasn't in faith at all. He'd talk faith while I was there. And then when I'd leave, he'd make funeral plans. He just said what he thought I wanted him to say. And in looking at the whole situation, it took me a while to see it. Some things even years. But looking back, I realized God was more merciful than I would have asked Him to be. God did more. How many understand it's always that way? Whether you see it or whether you don't, God is faithful. He's merciful. He does all He can do. And yet be just. How many understand? He can't bless disobedience. He can't promote sin. You understand? He can't bless people that just ignore His plan and won't do it His way, and they're going to do it another way, and He just says, well, okay, forget my word, we'll do it your way. That's not happening. And so there are limitations at times on what He can do for people. All over this world, He is allowing things that don't please Him. But it's not His will. It's not His fault. Go with me to Lamentations real quickly. Lamentations. And the third chapter. We got us a big subject tonight. I got lots of notes. I've taught these things for years, but you know, I want to do a good job, and so before I get ready to teach it again, I get down and look up all my scriptures again. But the problem is it grows on me. It keeps growing, and as you well know. Lamentations. Now that's in the Old Testament. Anybody know where Lamentations is? Right after Jeremiah. Have you found it yet? If not, I guess write it down and look it up later. Lamentations 3. Lamentations 3. Verse 31. This is written out of a people who have been judged and with whom things are not going well for, going through really bad times. And the prophet says in Jeremiah 3:31, he said, the Lord will not cast off forever. But though, this is Lamentations 3:32 now, but though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. For He doth not afflict, what?
Willingly,
nor grieve the children of men. There are all kind of things that the Lord allows. It's not His perfect will. Now get this phrase, nor is it His work, but He allows it and permits it. One of the big reasons why He does is because people permit it. And people have a free will. And how many understand, even with the most basic of this, if people choose to reject Jesus, can they do that? And if they die without Jesus and they go to hell, does God allow that? Yeah. And people say, well, God will send them to hell. They sent themselves.
Right.
He sent Jesus. Paid the price. They had the opportunity. Can you say, well, since God allowed it, it must have been His will? Right. Certainly you cannot. But He allows what people allow. It's not His will. It doesn't please Him. He passes judgment that allows the destroyer access. And it grieves Him. But it has to be done. But if you're smart, you'll hook up with God. You'll obey Him. Can you say amen? And if you mess up, you'll judge yourself. Get it right? What the Bible says, you judge yourself. You won't be judged. That's good news. Amen? You'll be blessed. God will be able to do in your life what pleases Him. What is His will? What is His work? Go back to John. Let's keep reading. Hallelujah. Actually, go to 2 Samuel while we're talking about this, and I'll just maybe conclude this particular vein. 2 Samuel 3. I'm asking the question now because I don't know if you realize, and I'm sure you do realize, how many books have been written on this subject. Why do bad things happen to good people? And it's this great mystery, and people have all kind of theories about it. And a lot of them involve some kind of variant of God using tragedy and destruction to teach you. And that in some kind of way, sickness, poverty, lack, destruction, accidents, disease is the work of God, and it's just mysterious, and we don't understand it, but it is the work of God. I'm telling you boldly, it is not the work of God. Amen. Stealing, killing, destroying is not, never has been, is not, never will be, the work of God. Sickness is not a blessing in disguise or otherwise. It's a curse. Was a curse, is a curse, will always be a curse. Did you hear me? Poverty is not a blessing in disguise. I grew up poor. Ain't nothing good about it. Well, you know, we had such good times eating our cold cornbread and wild onions and looking at the stars through the cracks in the roof and could see the chickens in the cracks under the floor. Wasn't them the good old days? No, honey, them wasn't the good old days. People romanticize about poverty. Poverty will kill you.
Yeah.
There is untold. Nobody on earth knows the number of people who are dead because they just didn't have enough to eat. Or enough for simple medical attention.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's happening all over the world. Is that a blessing in disguise?
No.
Well, then if a lot of poverty is bad, then medium degree of poverty is bad, and a little poverty is bad. It's just bad.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man Born Blind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R919. That's R919. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.